could be decaying, beta decay.
While sifting through a collection barrel at a parking lot in Milwaukee, pharmacy workers do a quick inventory.
Well, we've got hormones, we've got pain relievers, we've got antidepressants, just a little bit of everything. Antihistamines, psych drugs, samples, aspirin tablets.
A medicine collection program run by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District collected 13 such barrels last weekend. The program was tried because it's illegal to take back unused medicine to a pharmacy, and some people keep the drugs around their homes, which raises the risk of accidental poisoning. Other people flush the pharmaceuticals down the drain or toilet, and sewage treatment plants can't keep all the drugs out of the surface or groundwater. So John Gates of Aurora Pharmacies says people need to change their ways.
Research is indicating that that was the wrong thing to do, that fish populations, reproductive cycles are being screwed up.
Milwaukee resident Jean Zyla says she believes research showing the trace amounts of drugs cause some harm to aquatic life. At the weekend collection program, she handed in a grocery bag full of old pharmaceuticals that were prescribed for herself or her cats.
I came out here because I've been saving my medications for at least 14, maybe 15, 16 years. I never wanted to put it in the toilet or in the trash. I believe very strongly in the environment and preserving it, and I want to protect the citizens and the animal population and everything.
As with household drug collection programs earlier this year in Brown County and Marshfield, the Wisconsin DNR exempted the Milwaukee effort from hazardous and solid waste rules. But what stayed in place were rules that say controlled substances like pain pills must be gathered by police. Milwaukee Sewage District spokesperson Bill Graffin says there was cooperation with the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Federal law, DEA regulations say that no one can get controlled substances except law enforcement. They can treat it as abandoned drugs. So when the bags come in, they empty it out. The pharmacists go through each bag. This one's controlled, this one's non-controlled. All the controlled have to be in possession of the police at all times, and then the police are actually counting every single pill.
Graffin says the police destroy the controlled substances separately. Meanwhile, the non-controlled items like cardiovascular and hypertension drugs or potassium supplements were loaded into a panel truck. The truck is owned by Veolia Environmental Services, one of the nation's largest hazardous waste hauling and disposal firms. Employee Kyle Robbie says the Milwaukee pharmaceuticals will be hauled down to Texas and burned at a hazardous waste incinerator. He says that facility has safeguards.
All the vapors that are coming off are scrubbed and essentially go through wet scrubbers that make sure that no pollutants are going up into the air. Very heavily regulated by the EPA.
Milwaukee officials say they hope to do two more household drug collection days next year. The DNR says Madison, Rock County, and Winnebago County are considering similar events. Over the next year or two, the DNR hopes to draft advisory disposal guidelines for the big holders of pharmaceuticals. Those are hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.